Hey, what's up, everyone? My name is AJ Writes Crypto, and today I have a really awesome interview lined up for you with Johnny here, the founder of Suede AI, which is a really awesome, combination of music and AI and blockchain all merged together in one project, which is awesome for me. I grew up as a touring musician before I got into crypto. So, my alignment with this project is just one-to-one amazing. So if any of you missed our first interview, Johnny, would you mind giving the audience a quick overview on what Suede is and what the mission here is?
Sure. No, it's great to be back, and always love speaking with you regarding Suede or anything for that matter. But so we're a full stack creative protocol. So we allow people to not only create music, but also secure intellectual property in all forms. So art, literature, music, and then monetize that in an effective way, similar to the way a traditional record label would do, but much more effectively because we're utilizing AI agents to kind of appraise the landscape and get the music where it should be.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly like a massive issue with the music industry. And I mean, I know several artists who are signed and are big names on the radio right now, and it's jaw dropping when you find out they don't even get to keep their t-shirt sales. Like the industry is completely messed up. And that has kind of been a lot of the ethos of crypto, is to what? Eliminate the middleman, to decentralize whatever industry, to give more to the people actually creating the juice. And I feel that Suede has done a very good job with that so far. And, I do have a handful of questions I want to get into sure. here, but how far do you think the progress you've already made? What does that look like?
Good question. So, I think we're a lot further than we anticipated. I think at this point we've really carved out the niche of kind of being the, not only the creators of the industry, but really the industry standard as far as anybody that is looking to secure IP rights or create generative music. Generative music isn't our only thing. We also do analog as well for the IP and the monetization. But, quoting AIXBT, he said, we've built an industry. And, I really think we did. I don't know if that was our plan initially, but we've really kind of carved this out. And to this point, there isn't anybody that is competing on a legitimate level. And I think a large part of that isn't just because of the technical prowess of the team or anything like that. I think, genuinely, it's a labor of love. Like, I too am a musician and never did it for a living. And I think I'm kind of fortunate in that regard because it always kind of stayed a passion. I've been in crypto for 10 years. I loved it. Got on boarded by Andreas Antonopoulos, and self-sovereignty was what it was all about. And I never heard anybody mention creative sovereignty. And what more is there to a person than their like sort of creative essence, like their instincts, their intuition? So I felt like that was an important thing that could be secured. And when AI agents came about, I saw a real way to protect artists from being completely circumvented in the royalty process the way they had been with a lot of the public models. So we're building a model for every artist. This way, if Warner Brothers wants a song, they're going to go to Drake's model. They're not going to go to some public model because there's no justifiable reason. So this way, we just ensure that artists are always installed in between that process of royalties and payment.
Yeah, so not only are you ensuring that the artist, their IP, their thoughts, their music is their own. It's not a situation like where Taylor Swift has to buy her own songs or re-record a record to get out of a contract. So you're ensuring that that doesn't happen. Not only that, you can create a record label with one click. And not only that, you can write a song with a single prompt in AI. That's that's insane, bro. That's insane. Baseline, that's insane. Also, development here, the AI crypto project Virtuals, if any of you altcoin nerds out there like myself remember how hard that AI pumped, and I still have a bagger Virtuals. I still think it's one of the ones in the top 100 right now that when another AI round comes again, that we're going to see perform as well as Fed or ASI or maybe even Powell or something like that. But Virtuals is one that should certainly be on your radar. And this is a project that Suede is now partnered with. Tell me about that. Yes. That's amazing. Amazing.
So we've been partnering with them for about 5 months. Right. And initially, there was some resistance. It was pretty strong in the beginning. I think we really hadn't kind of carved this space out yet. And naturally, their chips were kind of hedged between a few different projects. And there was a big leadership change at Virtuals. And so we decided to go back working with them because we felt like we weren't really getting the acknowledgement that we deserved for what we were doing. And I think at this point with the other projects that were kind of attempting to do what we are doing, falling off, it's kind of been like conceded, okay, this is where what we're going to back. And what really is powerful and what we need Virtuals for and what we unlock in a huge way for the holders is what's called ACP, which is the Agent Commerce Protocol. And so this is basically like rules of the road for trade, but for agents. So the same way we have trade laws for people, these are going to be guidelines that agents will have to follow when they're doing business back and forth. So what we've built is an exposed backend, meaning any agent can plug into our API, they can queue up a song, and they can do anything they want with it. So there's all sorts of entertainment agents. There's agents that maybe are trying to find music for a thematic sort of environment. And we have access because of the breadth of AI. We have access to every corner of the world. So we could be getting queued realistically thousands of times a minute for all sorts of different songs. And, you know, that's a fee every single time. So that ability to scale with the digitized sort of AI agents really is infinite. And that's a huge, huge value unlock, which is something they're implementing across all their agents. And, you know, they needed a music agent that could do it on a level that was, reliable and actually, sustainable. So we've decided to go back with them, and we've got some really good things in the works. And, you know, it was contentious before, and I was very public about that. But with the leadership change and them really kind of, coming to us and just saying like, look, the way it went down wasn't right. And, I agreed on my end as well. We really kind of have rebuilt something that I think is going to do pretty incredible things, especially for our holders. You know, our holders, we unlocked staking. We added the staking feature. We had 25% of the supply within 48 hours was staked, and the large majority was for 4 years. The average stake time is 2.5 years. Yeah, so we have over $500,000. Just immediately staked because, everybody that's been in this they have a long-term vision with what we're doing. And I think we've earned that because we've had all sorts of attacks, and it would have been very easy to relaunch and, but we took our lumps and we got through it and we built trust. So that's kind of the long end of that.
For sure. And I completely respect that. And you see that in crypto a lot. I mean, similar to the internet bubble back in the day, you kind of see all the projects kind of dissolve and get swallowed up by the other ones. But in crypto, I feel like so many projects are so willing to fight through the storm and say, you know what, guys, like, let's get through this, let's right the ship and let's make it work. And I love to hear that you and Virtuals have went through that. And not only that, first of all, having the partnership with Virtuals helps legitimize your project as you're a partner with a top 100 AI crypto. That's amazing. Thing number two, from my perspective, is that actually very similar to my interview with VeChain founder Sunny Liu, is that we're talking about how Trump said, he wants America to be not just the crypto capital of the world, but the crypto and AI capital of the world. And it's very important that he said those two words together, because AI, once the agents are talking to each other, a lot, eventually more crypto blockchain transactions will be AI to AI than human to AI or human to human. And at that point, the transaction, the nature of transaction, and like you said, the fees for transactions is going to make a lot of companies extremely profitable because all the agents are incentivized to exchange with each other. And that in itself is, I am very excited on the AI crypto projects to go up and to the right. I'm sure like you all are watching this video as well. So if you're tuning in, still got a couple more questions for my guy, Johnny here. Thank you for watching this video. Make sure you smash the like button, subscribe to the channel. If you want to learn more about Suede AI, all the links are down below in the description, and be sure to go give them a follow on Twitter as well. So, you know, moving on here, like I kind of mentioned earlier in the video, you know, you can create a song with one sentence, you can make a record label with one click, but now you can clone voices. You can clone your own voice. You can clone someone else's voice. This, I mean, as an artist, like, you always want to have as many tools in your tool belt as you can do, something that you can throw onto a song, right? And this is something that's like, I wish I had this 8 years ago. Like, tell me about this voice cloning thing.
So what's really cool about it, so you can record a track just in your phone of you talking. It doesn't even have to be singing or anything like that. And it analyzes the formants and the harmonics and your vocal resonances. And it can create a song with you as a singer, and it'll be on key. And what I think is, what I think is really cool is you can kind of, you know, see your voice may be suited for certain things that maybe you didn't anticipate. And so you can kind of, you know, start to go down maybe different roads than you really always knew. That sometimes we are very limiting and very, very critical of ourselves as artists. So, you know, knowing that, hey, my voice could work out here and I actually kind of like the way it sounds, is pretty unique. And we've built it in a way that everything is browser-based, everything is in the cloud. So anybody using a Raspberry Pi, using a mobile phone, using anything now has access to all the virtual instruments, you know, really since the beginning of time. And they can have, you know, the most subpar computing power because everything is handled in the browser as well as storage. So they can store these voice clones, they can store all of the songs they've created, and they can have a whole compilation of voice clones that they've created, and they can choose, on this one I want to use this, on this one I want to use that. And so it's pretty cool to have that versatility as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things, like with AI, people kind of expect, like, you want to be able to do anything and everything. And if you're kind of doing like a music AI, that kind of adds to, you know, to that ammunition of, oh, if you want to put your voice on this song or to use someone else's voice for a second verse or just have fun with it kind of thing, there you go. You can literally clone voices now. Definitely. And like I said, in the next video I'm doing with Johnny, we're going to sit down, we're going to write a song with a single sentence, we're going to clone voices, we're going to show you guys how to do this on the next video. And I'm not going to lie, Johnny, I'm really looking forward to doing that one with you. So so I also, the final thing I wanted to hit here is that, you know, generally this is, you know, an AI music project, but there's also like extensions to other intellectual property, like literature and art. And I know that you wanted to make a point to talk about that. Can you enlighten us on what you mean by that?
Yeah, so I've always been interested in RWA because I think it just, there's so many benefits to tokenization, especially allowing people that wouldn't have normally had access to invest in things that historically really don't have bear markets, like vintage guitars, you know, things like that. If you can tokenize, you can invest with $10. And the problem is there's a lot of friction because you need a custodian when you're dealing with physical objects. But when you're dealing with intellectual property, that's an intangible. So it's very easily digitized. So we're working with Chainlink so that we can anchor any sort of data source. So if you have metadata that shows who the singer was, if you have metadata for a book you wrote, if you have metadata for a painting that you've made, all of that can be put in a database and then anchored on chain with a hash. So instead of having to write everything to the chain, it's just a hash, and that's been deemed by the courts to be fully enforceable. And that's the Chainlink CCIP. So you get all the benefits of a patent registry, trademark registry, without the downsides in being able to be fully modular, and that you can anchor it to any chain. You can actually see the action that it's getting as far as monetization. And you can know that that is there for anybody to see. And there's never going to be a dispute because there's full provenance with blockchain. So IP is going to be a huge market, and we're very excited about a lot of the revenue projections that we're seeing for that.
Yeah. And it's important, like, although you are, like, you have the music AI thing, it's important to not just kind of stick yourself in that corner. And this kind of broadens your scope and to be able to work with anything in there. And, you know, like I said, to have the partnership with Virtuals, to be working with Chainlink, I mean, you're literally rubbing shoulders with two very well-regarded names in the crypto world. And just for the audience, the CCIP means the cross-chain interoperability protocol, which is essentially a bridge that could be between DeFi and DeFi, or DeFi and TradFi, or literally the bridge that connects all. And that creates and legitimizes everything on the blockchain that X is true. And that's absolutely amazing. And it really kind of, you know, the value prop for Suede just goes up, because it's you can literally do this for anything.
Yes. Yes.
That's massive.
Yeah. Yep. And that is unique to Chainlink. So we're also partnered with Layer Zero, another great team. Yep. But Chainlink, they, again, most the way that it was done traditionally with a lot of the other protocols is you would have to write it to the chain. But being that Chainlink allows that interoperability and the modularity, is that you can write it in a database somewhere, and then you can communicate it to the chain. So instead of, you know, being limited to, I can only put this much information, or it's going to cost, you know, X amount of gas fees, you can secure it. And then, you know, Chainlink, a lot of people kind of simplify it in the fact that it allows chains to basically speak to the outside world. So you're having this communication that's fully immutable and has the same security of the blockchain, similar to like a layer two. It really is usable. And as we become increasingly AI centric, the ability to kind of prove that it is actually you in instances is going to become increasingly, beneficial. And we've actually got a patent for what's called the Singin' Sign. And it's a microphone and a guitar that has a hardware wallet that allows you to actually verify. Yeah, it's we have a lot, man. We have a launch pad. Like, there's,
that's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of, that's why people are like, you know, give me a summary of Suede, and I could go for an hour and just kind of brush the surface. So yeah, there's a lot that we're doing, and it's just that we're in the right place.
Say that one more time. You have a guitar and a microphone that when you play it, it proves that it's you.
Yes. It's called a voice print. And what's really cool is you don't even have to play. Maybe you're just, you know, putting some stuff on the registry, but you can sign it with that device, or you can do multi-sig. So it's one of five, and it's always required in the signing. So it's still proof that whatever it is you're putting on chain was from you. So it's like provenance and everything. So when we talk about knowing if something's real or fake or not, or if AI, like, this is going to solve a lot of those concerns and is going to be increasingly valuable as that becomes a bigger issue.
Wow. Well, Johnny, man, thank you so much for your time. This interview has been absolutely amazing. Guys, make sure you check out Suede AI. This project is coming, I promise you. If you did not hear this interview, Virtuals, Chainlink, Layer Zero, like, the partnerships are there. The idea is there. You can write an entire song with a single prompt of AI, and we are going to do that in the next video. You can make a record label with one click. We are going to do that in the next video. So make sure you stay tuned for the next one. Any final thoughts before we check out here today, Johnny?
No. I just, I've been watching your success from afar, and it's just, keep up the great work, man. I'm very honored to be able to engage in these conversations. It's a long time coming, so I appreciate it.
Hey, I really appreciate that as well. This project is up and coming as well, and I'm really looking forward to see the success of Suede over the next couple of years, because as crypto and AI, as that relationship gets closer together, and people are going to use projects like this to prove to the world, like, hey, this is me, or like, just from a revenue source alone, this it's getting ridiculous, is what I'm trying to say. And in the next video, I'm really looking forward to showing people, hey, like, you can do this. Because really, not to go too far on a tangent here, but really before ChatGPT, the idea of AI was just like a bad movie in everyone's heads. Like they didn't really have access to like use it with their hands or to create something on DALL-E or to create a prompt. Yep. But now like we're in the third inning of AI where we're writing complete songs and making record labels with minimal effort. Like guys, this is going to get ridiculous. And for all you crypto, you know, altcoin guys out there, these are the types of projects you need to be looking at because this is the next wave of technology that is going to replace the past. And you heard it here first on AJ Writes Crypto. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel, check out Swayed AI, give them a follow on Twitter, all the links down below. Johnny, thank you for your time. Everybody out there, have a safe rest of your day. Get rich or get wrecked. Peace out.